This week, March Madness. What else do you need? Also, we got to talk a little bit about everything going on in the NFL. We'll spend a couple minutes on that and maybe guide you in your bracketology if it's not too late already. All this week on If I Was a Betting Man. Vinny, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing okay. You know what else I need?
What's that?
A haircut.
Yeah? Yeah. Look at this. Feeling a little self-conscious? You had to get that out of the way first thing.
Yeah,
right?
First thing. I figured
just wanted to address it.
I'd throw it out there first before you threw it out there.
Right. I wasn't going to say anything about it.
Okay.
Who am I to criticize? But, I mean, I'm wearing a hat. I planned ahead.
I wasn't planning. I totally forgot my hat today.
That being said, I think it looks great.
Oh, thank you. It going for like a Ace Ventura, Cosmo Kramer type of thing.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah, thank you.
That you nailed the Cosmo Kramer type of thing. We're back in this studio with some plants and...
some apples.
Look, there's candles, some nice. Apples. Are those real apples?
Are you trying to seduce me?
Pretty, yeah. I figured I'd light some candles. I was like, I was ready to seduce you, and then you came in with your hair looking like that, and I was like, abort. Abort. Man, my favorite time of year.
This is a great time of year.
My favorite weekend in sports, by far, over any other weekend. I'm very excited.
Especially since you got really lucky.
I don't even know if it's lucky.
Happy, Merry Christmas, happy birthday, whatever.
I was saying this to somebody. I don't know if I saw the Cowboys.
Oklahoma State?
Oklahoma State. If I saw an Oklahoma State fan on the street, I don't know if I could look him in the eye. You know, it does. Listen, I'm a Syracuse fan. I've always been a Syracuse fan my entire life growing up in Syracuse. I'm thrilled that they got into the tournament, however they did it. But at the same time, I don't know if they... Oklahoma State beat Kansas twice.
They did.
Kansas a one seed. Syracuse beat a ranked team. Well, anyway, I'm thrilled. I think Syracuse actually, they might be in a little bit of trouble.
Arizona, I agree.
Arizona State tonight, people probably won't hear this until after tonight's game. But that's going to be a tough, that's not, Arizona State's favored by a point and a half.
Point and a half? I thought it was more.
No, point and a half.
Point and a half, okay.
I just checked it. And if they get through that game, if their offense shows up tonight and they get through that game, then they got to play TCU. And TCU has a coach named Jamie Dixon, who used to be the coach of Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And he was a Syracuse, he's a zone killer. So I'm worried about that matchup as well. But getting into it, Vinny, going through your bracket, who's your favorite Cinderella so far?
Ooh, my favorite Cinderella?
Yeah, who do you like? Who do you like to upset?
Believe it or not, I really like Marshall.
Marshall?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't know. I just have... I love that movie with Matthew McConaughey and Matthew Fox from Lost.
We Are Marshall.
Yes, and I'm thinking maybe that could be it. Honestly, but watching St. Bonnie last night...
Yeah, they look good, right?
They look like a team that could...
upset Florida, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good pick.
I like Bonnie if I'm going there. I'm trying to think. Who else?
They can shoot, and St. Bonaventure has some good wins, and they're on a streak.
You know I love Seton Hall. I could see Seton Hall going on a little bit of a run.
Yeah, not against NC State.
You're wrong there.
I'm going to talk about NC State in a little while, but...
Okay, you're going to be wrong about that.
Okay. Here's one I want to throw out to you.
Yes.
Round one matchup between a 5 and a 12, I'm calling as an upset. I'm going with Davidson.
I agree with you.
Over Kentucky.
We both agree there.
Davidson's playing really well. They shoot. They do everything well. Kentucky, bunch of freshmen. And very talented, but they're just starting to gel right now. And now you got to throw in the fact that they're in the first round of the NCAA tournament for the first time.
And Davidson could hit those three-pointers, man.
They can. They'll kill you on the outside.
They certainly will.
They're going to be in any game. What else? Any other underdogs?
Let's see. I'm trying to get the bracket up so I could...
What do you think about this? This is an interesting game. So in the South region... Creighton against Kansas State. It's an 8-9 game.
You know I'm going Creighton.
You're going Creighton?
Yes.
I'm surprised. I think Kansas State can easily win that game. Kansas State is a really good team. Creighton ranked for a good chunk of the year. I think that Kansas State can take them down. What do you think about 5-10 seeds? You were saying you don't like NC State.
No.
Any reason why?
Because Seton Hall is going to beat them.
Yeah. You're such a Big East homer.
I am a Big East homer. I'm very proud to be a Big East homer.
I like the Big East too. Syracuse was a part of it for the when it was good.
Until you guys. No, the Big East is better now than it's ever been.
No, that's not true.
It is true.
It is not better now than it's ever been. It's very good.
It is true.
But it is not better now than it's ever been.
We don't need Syracuse. We don't need UConn. UConn can't even do anything.
Right. You don't need football.
Yeah. We don't need
UConn. UConn would be thrilled to be in the Big East. They would kill to be in the
UConn Big East. Would have finished in less in the Big East this year.
No. Well, yeah. Okay. Well, maybe. But also, if they were going to a conference that mattered, they might be able to recruit some players that could do something.
Texas, I like. You know, I like Texas because of Shaka Smart.
Right.
And I could see them easily beating Nevada and then beating Cincinnati and being in a.
I don't know about that. Cincinnati is one of my favorites.
Cincinnati's great, but I see Cincinnati. Texas beating them.
I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I mean, to me, Texas all year, very talented team. That Bamba kid is a top 10. He's a lottery pick. And he shows up some games he does not show up. Cincinnati is a well-coached, hard-nosed team. And they are brutal. They are mean. I like Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati is going to go up against Virginia at some point.
Okay. I like Butler a lot, too. Again, another Big East homer.
Yeah. Butler's a good pick to upset Arkansas. And then when they play Purdue, if Purdue can pull off beating C.S. Fullerton,
I actually see Houston probably making it to a game against the North Carolina and losing.
No.
Yeah.
You think Houston's going to beat Michigan?
Yeah, I do.
You're nuts.
I'm not nuts.
You're nuts.
Every year, crazy stuff happens. I'm not nuts.
Every year, crazy stuff happens. Michigan is one of the three or four hottest teams right now.
Yeah, and hot teams go down in the first round. I've seen it plenty of times.
I don't think so.
I think you're going to be wrong.
Okay, let's start since we're talking
about... My bracket's definitely going to be better than your bracket.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be the bet of our...
That's going to be the bet?
Yeah.
We're going to bet on the bracket?
Yeah.
All right, I'm up for that.
Yeah.
I have two brackets...
Well, you'll have to pick your most special one.
Well, so all year I've been talking about, since November, I've been talking about how Villanova's a great team.
Yes.
And they're my pick to win it all.
And we agree there.
We do agree on that.
We do agree on that.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
I was up on Michigan State all year, and I'm down on Michigan State right now.
Well, I know that Michigan State won't win because as much as I love the former president, whoever he picks usually goes out in the second round.
Oh, is that right?
Obama picked Michigan State.
To win the championship?
To win the championship.
What?
He has Michigan State, Villanova, Virginia, and North Carolina in his Final Four.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes, with Virginia losing to Michigan State in the finals.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
I don't get that. Actually, you know what? In my bracket, I'm looking at it right now. I have Michigan State beating Duke. That's gonna be an interesting matchup.
I think you're wrong on
if
that.
If it gets there. You think Duke's gonna beat Michigan State?
Yes. I have a Duke in most likely my Final Four.
What do you think about that? Oh, so you think that Duke is gonna beat Rhode Island then? That's what you're saying.
I think yes.
I hope our listeners at home have their brackets handy so that they don't just hear us shouting names and seeds and they actually can get something out of this.
So I have my final four will be Duke, Villanova, North Carolina, and what was the third? The last one I had?
Duke, Villanova, North Carolina, and it's Virginia's bracket. So who do you have over there? Not Cincinnati, not Virginia. Who do you have? Texas? Texas getting to the Final Four?
No, it's not Texas getting to the Final Four.
Creighton going with the Big East?
Houston.
Oh, Houston. I do not see...
No, I'm kidding. In the end, I'll probably go with Arizona there.
Ugh. Okay, so the thing with Arizona is
obviously, see, you have it, but see, like, I have my Big East bias. You hate the Pac-12. Like,
I do.
You disgust them, and I don't get that.
I do hate it. I mean, so every year at the beginning of the season...
Are you jealous that you grew up, like, in the cold, and you just don't like those Pac-12 teams?
I mean...
They have a nice tan all the time, pretty cheerleaders, you know?
Yeah, that's the thing, is I like a... Just an ugly cheerleader. I like, a cheerleader.
Down
like,
and out Betty.
Just chewing on like a big bone, You know what I mean? Just walked out of a cave. That's because that's the cheerleaders. That's where I'm from. It's crazy that I don't like the Pac-12 because every year at the beginning of the season, they put the Pac-12 in the top 25 for no reason. Teams that don't deserve it. Happens every single year, and then by the time the season starts, you're like, oh, they're terrible. It also happens when it comes to the tournament every year. They put a couple of Pac-12 teams in there because they've got a great record. They had a great season over there.
Yeah.
But 80% of the teams in the Pac-12 are trash every single year. So it's easy to – it's nice. It's no problem to have a winning record in the Pac-12. Arizona has the thing that in sports is it's, as I've said, lightning in a bottle, which the coach is able
win
to
one
say
for the Gipper
in the locker room before. They don't believe in us. The FBI thinks that I paid you guys money, and if you bring this home for me, everybody gets a new car. That's or something like that.
I'm telling you.
That's what Sean Miller's going to say.
I sort of agree with you there. Although Tennessee is dangling out at me, too, and that bracket really is hard for me. If Virginia was healthy, obviously it would be them, but that kid getting hurt kind of scares me.
He's the fourth leading scorer on the team. I don't know if that's going to be an issue, especially if the players and, you know, all of these guys have been there before, including that kid Guy, who I think is the swing man.
Okay.
If he's shooting, if he's hitting threes and he has a good game, I think they win. I think they win against pretty much anybody.
Okay.
Because their defense is tough. So anyway, I've got Villanova winning it all. You have Villanova winning it all.
Yes. Who do you have Villanova playing in the final?
I have them playing Michigan.
Okay, I have Villanova playing North Carolina. I think it's going to be a rematch of 2 years ago and the last two champions playing each other.
I mean, that would be amazing for ratings.
Yes. Same thing, well, I think Marshall's going to win at least in the first round. I think a Marshall-West Virginia game would be a lot of fun. They're both, you know, rivals.
Are they rivals?
Yeah, I found that out on We Are Marshall.
Maybe in the 70s.
Well, still rivals.
I don't know if that counts. That's like saying that Syracuse.
If Matthew McConaughey told me they're rivals.
Okay. All right. Honestly, I also believe everything that Matthew McConaughey says. You should. That's why I mean, that's why I'm several
gonna
Lincolns.
I'm going to drive a Lincoln too someday.
Okay. My final four, Virginia and Michigan, Villanova, Michigan State. And I've got Villanova against Michigan in the championship game and Villanova winning. That's what I'm going with. I'm sticking with that. I'm sticking with the Virginia loss in the Final Four.
You're really high on Michigan. You're going to be wrong about that.
I am high on Michigan. I might be wrong about it.
You're going to be wrong.
I might be wrong about it. They look really good right now. So you want to talk odds. It's actually crazy to look at for the all the one seeds.
They were all what, plus 500?
No, Virginia and Villanova are both plus 380.
Okay.
Despite the injury to the kid on
And then
Virginia.
Kansas and Xavier plus 5.
No, well no? over that.
Really?
Kansas plus 1,000.
Okay.
And Xavier plus 1,200.
What's Duke?
Duke is plus 400.
That makes sense because it's more people, and Carolina must be plus 600.
Everybody bets on Duke. No, UNC is pretty high, but they're not as high as Xavier.
Okay.
UNC is plus 1,000.
Okay.
Also plus 1,000, Arizona and Cincinnati. So $100 bet pays $1,000 on
pretty good.
Kansas, Cincinnati, Arizona, UNC. Other teams that aren't one
seed.
What
seats, can I get Seton Hall for?
I can tell you, I did not look. Other teams that have good odds, better than one seeds, Michigan State's plus 600.
Okay.
And Michigan, which is they're a really good team.
I'm sure they are.
Yeah. They're plus 800.
Can we talk about Michigan State for a second?
Yeah, let's talk about
Everyone it. Always loves to put them there, but have they really been that consistent over the years?
Well, see, now here's the thing is I don't everybody says that Izzo is Mr. March.
He really isn't.
I mean, he's got one championship.
Yeah, one championship.
So, I don't know.
Roy Williams, Mike Krzyzewski.
Yeah. What is it?
No, I'm not going to say it again. Krzyzewski?
You nailed Roy Williams. I'll give you that. You got
Mike
that one.
Mike Krzyzewski?
Yeah. That guy's Mr. March.
Hell, Jay Wright is more of a Mr. March right now than Tom Izzo. I'm just saying, I think the Kool-Aid on Tom Izzo is a little overrated. I think it's like,
Well, especially because his team at the beginning of the season was playing way better than they're playing right now. Yeah. They're not playing as well as they were months ago.
No.
Which is strange to me. If you're Mr. March, you got to be able to have your team get better over the course of the year, not worse.
No, I totally agree.
So, I don't know. I'll tell you what. These bets, Villanova at plus 380. I've been saying to bet on Villanova all year. Turns out that was correct. Duke at plus 400 and Michigan State at plus 600. I'd bet all of those.
See, but my thing is I wouldn't bet those.
You wouldn't?
Here's the thing. There's a field of 64.
You're going to take a flyer? Yeah,
no,
but
I'm not
going to
take a flyer. I'm just going to bet Villanova every game because that's what I think is going to happen.
Yeah.
Right? I could bet them in the final game for 300 and probably win the same amount. They're not going to be favored by more than two in the final.
Right.
That's just how I feel about that bet. I don't know if it's a bet I need to make.
Well, to bet Villanova now before the tournament starts, those are the best odds you're going to get on Villanova the entire time, no matter what.
You know what I'll bet? I'll bet that you'll have a sad face about 11:20 tonight.
Oh, do you want to bet on the Syracuse game? Typically, I don't like to bet on my
teams. No, I don't want you to bet on your team. I don't want the cooler to help your team.
Yeah.
That was crazy last night.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Last night, Vinny and I are watching St. Bonaventure play UCLA.
It was 51-46.
And 51, UCLA was up by five. And I was saying, look out, the Bonnies are going to come back. They shoot the three. And Vinny said,
no.
Would you like to place a bet on that? And I did place a bet on it.
And the cooler struck again.
The cooler was on the case.
The Bonnies went on a 12-0 run.
The Bonnies immediately. I got on my phone and I texted the St. Bonaventure, whatever they are, and said, get after it, fellas. And before you know it, the game is over with 3 minutes left. It
was terrible. Terrible.
Oh, boy, it was fun.
Yeah, it's been a rough year. Been a rough 12 years.
So, moving on, I do want to talk a little bit about the NFL because the last week has been
absolutely
crazy.
Come on down.
Yeah, you know what? I want to talk about the Dolphins for a second.
You should.
The Dolphins keep releasing Pro Bowl players.
And signing wide receivers.
And signing more. We needed another seven wide receivers. And they're saying it's because for the culture. They're trying to improve the culture on the Dolphins team. To me, if you're a good coach, like improving, you know how you improve the culture? You win.
Yeah.
You win some games. You can't just fire everybody because they disagree with you. No. I mean, I don't like it. I'm starting to change my mind about Gase because this getting rid of almost all of your offense and the most important part of your defense, to me, there's no game plan.
To sign a 33-year-old wide receiver.
Yeah, a 33-year-old wide receiver who on the best team was okay.
Yeah, okay.
Not great.
No.
I mean, I don't think that Tannehill and Brady have a lot in common.
No, and Danny Amendola seems like a guy, he's going to go to Miami and he's just going to... He's basically already retired. He already retired.
No, I think he's a work ethic guy. Honestly, Tannehill can't throw into the slot. He'll throw too many. He'll just throw picks. You know, I don't like it. I don't like anything about it. I don't know.
You got rid of your great running back last year.
Well,
sent him to the Eagles.
Not great.
Well, decent.
Yeah, decent.
Decent guy.
We have a good running back.
You think that guy's good?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just sighed when I...
What about the Giants signing Jonathan Stewart?
Yeah.
They gave a lot of money to the Patriots' left tackle.
Yeah. So what do you think? You think the Giants have the second pick?
I still think if Barkley's there, they're taking him.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going to be there.
See, I'm not... I don't know.
If he's not there, they trade...
The Browns just signed Carlos Hyde today.
So?
So?
That doesn't mean anything.
I'm trying to get positive thoughts that Barkley is going to wind up on the Giants.
Yeah, I mean...
If he's not there, the Giants are going to trade down.
Which would be really smart for them.
Yes. But I don't know who's going to trade up right now. Who? I mean, the Jets clearly need a quarterback. I mean, Bridgewater and McNown is not going to be the future.
The Bills, this is
breaking news.
Hot off the press, but the Bills signed A.J. McCarron.
The Bills will still be drafting a quarterback.
2-year deal.
Yeah, they're going to draft
the quarterback. The Bills are drafting a quarterback.
Yeah.
So they want to move up as far as they can. If it's not the Giants pick, it's going to be the Colts pick.
Yes.
And they're going to pick probably the worst quarterback in the draft. Whoever.
I think the Bills are going to pick the right guy this time.
They've really turned it around. Everything they've done in the last couple weeks, I think, has been very impressive. I think the Bills have put themselves in a position to be much better this season than they were last year.
I know it's early right now, but who would you think is going to be the first quarterback taken? I mean, it keeps going back and forth, but...
Yeah, I don't even... Honestly,
Baker Mayfield keeps, like, rising, but he's so short. I mean, I don't...
That's the thing, is he's not really rising. I saw a thing on ESPN. Everybody was... He was wearing a white headband, and he had, like, Bose noise-canceling headphones on.
Okay.
And everybody was calling him the Karate Kid. I mean, he looked like an idiot. and he kept readjusting his sound-canceling headphones.
What about that new Karate Kid show that's going to be on YouTube Red?
YouTube Red? Who the hell watches YouTube Red?
I'm going to watch it. It's going to be a fucking great show.
You have to pay to subscribe to that?
Yeah, but I'm going to watch it.
How much is it? How much
is
YouTube
Red? I think it's $13.99 a month.
That's expensive.
Maybe we could get on YouTube Red.
Oh, that would be great if we could make some money.
Yeah.
That would be great. Do we just ask them and they put us on?
I'm sure.
Right.
I have an in with Ralph Macchio.
You have an in with him?
Yeah.
Can you explain what that in is, please?
We're Italian.
You're Italian?
Yeah. We're both making a comeback.
You're both humans. You're both making a comeback.
Yeah, we're both around the scene.
When does your comeback start?
About 5 years from now, maybe.
As soon as Macchio gives you that green light on YouTube.
But I'm telling you, that show's going to be good.
It's going to be good?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
The villain is like the main character.
Right.
Now.
They got everybody back.
Yes.
Right.
And he's opening up.
I don't know how they got the kid from Cobra Kai.
Cobra Kai.
Johnny,
it's gonna be called,
right?
Cobra Kai. So maybe it's going to be like they're actually good guys. And maybe Ralph Macchio was a dick the whole time.
Oh, they're going to spin it the other way.
Maybe they're going to spin it.
I don't know.
You saw that Honest trailer when it spins it that Ralph Macchio is actually the bad guy.
No, I did not see that.
Oh, you got to watch that. That's good.
I don't see how you could do that. That kid Johnny is just the worst. He's such a jerk.
Maybe he's not a jerk.
He is such a jerk the whole time. Put him in a body bag.
I liked him.
You liked him?
I did.
You don't have to just disagree with me for no reason.
I'm not disagreeing.
You can't be like, all right, so
I'm upset that you don't like this new TV show and you won't pay $13.99 a month for YouTube.
No, for that one show?
Now you're ruining our chances of even being on YouTube. By,
well,
like,
prove me wrong, YouTube. Come get us. Send me a deal. Send the papers over.
We'll take a dollar a hit. We'll probably get $15 a week.
A dollar a hit?
Yeah.
I would take that. That's $15 a week.
$7.50 between us.
Oh yeah.
Actually, no, we gotta get Josh in there too.
Yeah, we definitely have to give Josh in there. I'm not sure how much longer I can pay Josh in beer and comic books.
Do you like peanut butter, Josh? Wait, you're giving Josh comic books?
Huh? Oh shit.
Why haven't I got a comic book?
Yeah. Oh no. I don't know. I feel like that Johnny kid's a jerk, and I feel like he's going to be a jerk in the YouTube show. And Ralph Macchio is going to be, he's like, oh no, we got to stop Cobra Kai. It's going to be the same plot.
Nah, he's going to be just fine.
Who is? Johnny?
Johnny.
He's going to be just fine?
He's just going to be just fine. I think it's going to be a great show.
All right. We don't have to keep talking about this. What do you think about the bad guy from Roadhouse? You on his page?
I'm on his page.
Dude. Over.
No, and honestly, I'd never seen The Roadhouse.
You've never seen Roadhouse?
No.
Are you serious?
What? Don't judge me. No, I've never seen it. Should I have seen The Roadhouse? Who's even in it?
First of all, it's just Roadhouse. It's not The Roadhouse, Grandma. Can you put on The Roadhouse?
Who's in The Roadhouse? Roadhouse.
It's the iconic performance by Patrick Swayze. Patrick Swayze as the 5'2" most badass person who's ever existed.
Patrick Swayze was 5'2"?
I don't know. He's very small.
You think so?
Plus, like, when he fights in the movie, sometimes, like, he does a lot of kicking. Sometimes it looks a little dancey. It looks a little bit like ballet.
Okay.
not necessarily in a bad way, but there's also a scene where he's getting stitches and they're like, and we'll get you some painkillers. And he's like, don't need them. And they're like, no, but they're right here. We can just put the, he's like, nope, don't want it. Sew me up, doc. And then that's enough. He ends up having an affair with the doctor.
Okay.
I wouldn't even say affair.
And then the bad guy romance. This is what I need to know. Was the bad guy like with the doctor before Patrick Swayze? So was Patrick Swayze the bad guy?
No.
No.
The doctor had nothing to do with the bad guy. But the bad guy over the course of the movie, like, you know he's a bad guy because, first of all, he's sort of like a mobster and he's like running the town.
Okay.
There's
nothing wrong with running a town.
Okay. I don't want to offend Vinny in your heritage or any of our Italian listeners. There's nothing wrong with making a town pay protection money.
Yeah, nothing wrong with it.
No, nothing wrong with that. But in addition to that, he also hits his girlfriend.
Okay.
Is racist.
Okay.
Hits his employees.
Okay.
I think he kills one of his employees. And then at the end, just to really punch it home that he's the villain, there's a bunch of endangered species in his home. So in addition to being a racist wife beater, he also likes to kill endangered animals and have them.
This guy's really...
Yeah, it turns out he's almost as bad as Johnny from Karate Kid.
Johnny's not that bad. Yeah. See, you can't put Johnny on this guy's level.
Johnny's
not a psychopath.
Johnny was a psychopath.
No, he wasn't.
Johnny had some psychological issues.
No.
Yes.
When we watch this new show, we're going to see that Johnny's just a normal guy, just like you and me.
So, first of all,
he was 16 years old. How could he be? The kid didn't know he was being...
Right. That's what I'm saying. He had some psychological issues.
No, I don't think
it's possible he's overcome them. And that Ralph Macchio's characters gained some new psychological issues.
Yeah, I think that's
right.
The
maybe winning that karate championship really went to his head.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, you saw the third one. The third one was terrible.
The third one, he wins it again, right?
He does something. The second one's pretty good when he's in China,
Japan.
But yeah. Third one,
Okinawa.
The third one was not so good. Although I did like the Peter Cetera song that was from the third one.
Peter who?
Cetera.
Peter Cetera.
What was the song? Glory of Love?
I don't know it. The only thing I remember about
that. I am the man who will fight for your honor.
Oh, that song.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that song. That's I remember that from the school bus as a child.
Oh, nice.
The only thing I remember from that is one of the bad guys karate chops a bonsai tree.
Yes.
And he plants it on a... Oh, no. It was planted on a cliffside.
On a cliffside.
It got karate chopped and then... He returned it to the cliffside, right? At the end, is that what happened?
And I know we're going off board, but how bad was the Karate Kid fucking Nintendo game? You couldn't win it.
I don't remember that. You remember the game Kung Fu for Nintendo?
No.
Another game that was impossible.
Karate Kid and Top Gun were like, fuck you.
Oh, Top Gun.
Every time I'd finish a board and then they'd be like, oh, land the plane. Right in the
water. Not a chance.
Not a fucking chance.
Impossible
You're
to land the plane.
You're 6 years old. I think that's why I have so many insecurities.
Because of Top Gun, the
video
game? Yes,
because I couldn't fucking land the plane. Every time it crashed. You develop like insecurities because of these things.
Land the plane, Vinny.
Yeah.
Just bring it.
And that's
in.
Why I can't get a bet right lately.
You can't get a bet right? You can't land that plane.
Can't land that plane either.
So just going back, right now, Super Bowl odds, the four favorites.
Ooh, can I guess them?
Yeah.
Obviously, the Patriots, number one.
Right. What do you think that line is?
It should be plus 350.
Very close, Vinny. Plus 400.
Okay. Eagles plus 500.
Nope.
Wow.
Low.
700?
Very close again. You're within 50, so I'll give it to you. It's plus 750. And they are tied with another team in second place.
Jaguars.
No.
Wow, Vikings.
Also...
Oh, the Saints. I'm an idiot.
Nope.
Who the fuck else could that be?
This shocked me.
The Steelers?
No. Plus 800 this
year. Okay. I've named the five teams that I think could win the Super Bowl. I can't even think who it is.
It is the Green Bay Packers. Plus 750.
Everyone's always... That makes no sense to me.
It's stupid.
It's so stupid.
It's stupid. They cut Jordy.
The Packers shouldn't even be favored to win that division.
Nah, I mean, okay. It's going to be a tough division. But... With Aaron Rodgers, you can win.
Of course.
If he stays healthy.
Yes.
They got a million-year-old tight end now.
They have Wilkerson.
Right. And what's his name they just signed yesterday?
Jimmy Graham.
Jimmy Graham.
I don't get signing Jimmy Graham and cutting Jordy. Just doesn't make sense to me.
I don't get it either. I mean, I guess, I mean, you're overpaying Jimmy Graham, who's probably going to be hurt for at least 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
He caught 10 touchdowns last year, which is good.
No, it is good.
But
he didn't do much else from without those touchdowns.
I mean, plus, he's used to that scheme. I mean, Aaron Rodgers will get him figured out probably pretty quick. But he's still going to have to figure out the offense. It's going to take some time for him to have week in, week out productivity.
It's so funny how the betting public just loves the Packers.
I get. Do they?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, they do.
I don't know if they do.
They do. The Packers, to me, are really like America's team. People just, they love the Packers.
It's crazy to me. The Steelers are still the most talented team of football. There's no, I don't believe for a second that they're going to win the Super Bowl next year.
I actually think next year, if Blake Bortles could be sufficient,
no.
The Jaguars are going to be in the Super Bowl next year.
I don't think so.
I think you're wrong. I think the Jaguars have doubled down on what they're good at.
Now, think about the roller coaster it's going to be next year. Blake Bortles is going to have a good game, and then he's going to have two bad games, and everybody's going to say, yeah, you got to cut him. And then they're going to have a quarterback controversy, and it's going to be this ride.
Well, I'm curious to see who the Jaguars bring on as their backup.
Right. Well, that's the thing. I mean, you give Bortles a contract and then you spend money on a backup.
Well, I think every team needs a backup. I mean, look, the Eagles have Carson Wentz, who they already knew was a great quarterback. And they signed Foles last year, and look how it did them. I think the quarterback position, you should have two guys that you feel like could win you a game.
That Foles thing, I mean, that's a luxury that most teams can't.
But I think I think teams are going to try to copy that to have that luxury. You know, this league is a copycat league.
I agree, but there's not situations like that.
I mean, Jesus, what's his name? The Bears just gave Chase Daniels like 2 years, $14 million.
Yeah.
You know, this league, they just love having like a copycat, like, let's have...
But Chase Daniels, he's not, we don't know anything. Like, Foles has a resume that was decent.
He does.
There was no indication he could be a Super Bowl MVP.
I mean, it's a shame that Kaepernick can't be the Jaguars' backup quarterback.
Yeah, he's not. I mean, at this point, signing Kaepernick would be tough because he's been out of football for so long.
I'm shocked you're not high on the Jaguars, but I'm telling you, that defense is so good, they could win it by themselves.
I don't know.
I think the AFC will not be the Patriots this year. I really do. I don't know what the Patriots do in a free agency. They let go of everyone.
This is what they do every year.
Yeah.
They pick up the scraps, and they do better than you.
They're not going to do better. I think Father Time's going to finally catch up.
I mean,
I know James is going to be upset when he hears that because I said that in week four and he fucking threw it back in my face. But I just think they had that chance this year and they blew it.
So the Vikings with Case Keenum at quarterback plus 1,000 right now.
That's a good bet.
That's a pretty good bet.
It's a good bet.
I would take that bet.
I love. What are the 49ers?
Let me check.
I don't think they're going to win, but I'm just curious. Plus 2,000?
Yeah, that's a good bet. Whatever it is. 1 second.
Although I was a little curious about how much money they gave Jerick McKinnon today.
Plus 1,800 for the 49ers.
Okay.
That's good.
Did you like that Jerick McKinnon signing?
No. That's nothing.
4 years, 32. I mean, he's going to be the third highest paid running back right now in the league. It just doesn't make sense.
That's ridiculous. Carolina is at plus 1,800.
Okay.
The Cowboys, because everybody bets them, plus 1,300. They got a little bit of a Cowboys bump.
I mean, it makes sense.
Jacksonville at plus 1,800. Did I say that?
Seriously?
Yeah.
That's the best bet you could take.
I don't think so. Vikings. Oh, it changed since this afternoon. Plus 1,100. I wonder what changed.
I would take the Jaguars right now, plus 1,800. That's a great bet. I'm actually shocked that they're plus 1,800.
Let me see what New Orleans is. New Orleans also at plus 1,800.
That's a shock, too.
New Orleans are going to be good, man.
You know what? Saints
are going to be good.
Saints and the Jaguars, right now, I would put $100 each on them.
Yeah?
Those are the best for your money?
Yeah, I would do that, too.
Both those teams were... I mean, the Saints were a play away from being the NFC Championship. The Jaguars were in the AFC Championship, and they're plus 1,800?
When I win my bet with you this week, I'll put that money and the other money you owe me on that on those two teams.
Okay.
Texans are at plus 2,000.
That's a good one, but with Watson coming back?
Watson's going to come back, and if he can stay healthy, that's going to drop down real quick.
Real quick.
He was an MVP candidate as a rookie for the majority of his, you know, he wasn't the starter at the beginning of the year, which is another, to think back on Tom Savage starting while he sat on the bench is an insane thing. But the other interesting one to me right now, and they seem to continue to make really smart moves, Los Angeles Rams, plus 1,500 right now.
That's a decent one.
That's a decent bet. Their division is going to be tougher this year.
Yeah, that division is going to be really tough, except for the Cardinals, who are going to throw out Sammy Bradford.
Yeah, nuts. If I'm a Cardinals fan, I'm going to start watching golf. I mean, Sam Bradford is your savior. You got to be kidding me. I hope he doesn't get hurt in the preseason. You're going to, the number of suicides in Arizona is going to skyrocket. Denver Broncos plus 2,800.
That's stay away.
They're a few years away.
Yeah.
Oakland. What do you think? What do you think this season's going to be like for John Gruden's Oakland Raiders?
I think they'll be a decent team. I don't see them winning more than 9 at this moment, but I think they'll be a competitive team. They'll be in it near the end. But
I think if they're competitive, they won't win 9. Just competitive, they're not going to be able to win 9 games. I think they're going to be more like 7.
Okay. I'll go 9. I think Carr is a really good quarterback. I'm not sold on Lynch.
Looked terrible last year.
He did, but it's coming off an injury. I think Carr is going to bounce back really well.
Marshawn should have a better season this year.
I like Derek Carr. I think Derek Carr is, if when healthy, a top 5 quarterback.
I don't know if there's a lot of people who agree with that.
Well, we'll have to see this year. We got a lot of time to prove.
We do. We got.
It's only March.
It's only March.
But we got baseball coming around the corner.
It is coming up fast.
We need warm weather. I need a tan.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, we got another blast of winter weather. How's your seasonal affected disorder working out?
Back down.
It's back down? Yeah. Back Jesus. Low?
Back low.
Yep.
I can't stand this.
Blowing off hair weather. Appointments.
I'm sorry, Kathleen. I got a few texts this morning, like, where are you? I'm like, oh, no. Totally forgot to wake up.
So, I mean, I don't have time because I'm going to go watch the Syracuse game. I did want to talk more about the Pope bets because there's been a lot of movement up and down in the papal standings since we talked about that a couple weeks ago. Did you enjoy the Oscars? Let me ask you.
I didn't even watch them.
No. Great.
You know why?
Why?
Because they were terrible.
Yeah, they weren't very good.
No. The Oscars have gone down the drain.
There was a bit about a jet ski that was okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was all right with it. All right, I think I'm going to wrap it up. Is there anything else you want to add?
Yeah, Syracuse is going to lose tonight.
Oh. I think this Karate Kid show is going to last only one season.
Fine. I think you're going to be wrong.
I don't care. Say whatever you want.
Well, I'll get my bracket out today, and we'll make this bet.
Yeah, so is that what you want to do? Because this bet, we won't know for
I mean, is there a game that you want to... Oh, wait, let's bet. See, I'll take Seton Hall. Since you love NC State.
Yeah, I'll take that bet.
It's the line is -2.
For NC State? Seton Hall.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay, definitely. Done.
There you go.
Very good. So we got that, and then we're going to also bet on the brackets.
Yes.
All right, that's exciting. There's one thing I do want to say. I read an article today on The Ringer about Steph Curry. Did you see this article?
No, but you know Klay Thompson got hurt today. He's out 2 weeks.
But that's fine. They'll be all right. As long as he's back in time. And honestly, it's probably not. It's one of those things. It's like a Popovich move. He's probably not 2 week hurt.
But what's this Steph Curry?
So there's an article on The Ringer called The Birth of Steph, and it's by Michael Weinreb. It is a must-read article.
Yeah.
You've got to. It's about his run at Davidson in the NCAA tournament. Both they cover his freshman year and then his run as a sophomore, and it is remarkable.
Davidson made it to the Elite Eight?
Elite Eight. They integrate video in a way that is perfect.
Two boys from that team were from Davidson from Staten Island.
Yes, they actually one. They say one guy from Staten Island must have been the only starter.
Okay. Yeah, I think a brother and either brothers were on that team too.
Really?
From Staten Island, yes.
But anyway, it is a must-read article. You have to check it out. Michael Weinreb, one of my favorite sports writers. I can't say enough about him. So I think we're going to wrap it up. Anything else you want to throw out there,
no.
Vinny? Once again, we've both been talking about Villanova since November. So let's see. Let's see what happens. My favorite time of the year. As always, email us at ifiwasabettingmanpod@gmail.com. Insta us at ifiwasabettingmanpodcast. Rate us on iTunes. We say it every week. Nobody ever does it. I'm not mad at you, listeners. Thanks, as always, to Josh, our intrepid producer. And thank you to Brandon Cruz and Summit 68 for hosting us. See you next week on If I Was a Betting Man.